Welcome to ACC Nation. Xavion is here tonight. I'm Chip Quist. We'll take a look at the opening round of the ACC Women's Basketball Tournament and more in just a moment, but first this. USCHO ice hockey rankings. On the men's side, it's Notre Dame at 5, Boston College 18. On the women's side, Boston College is ranked at number 3. Indoor track and field rankings. On the men's side, it's FSU at 7, Hokies at 9, Syracuse at 12, Clemson comes in at 19. On the women's side, it's Virginia Tech at 11, Clemson 17, FSU 22, Louisville is at 25. In USILA men's lacrosse rankings, Duke leads the ACC. They're at number 3 in this week's poll. IWLCA women's lacrosse rankings, North Carolina is leading the ACC. They're ranked at number 3. In AVCA beach volleyball rankings this week, the Seminoles are ranked number 4. In ITA tennis rankings, Wake Forest is the top men's team in the country. And on the women's side, North Carolina is the top women's team. Also on the women's side, Duke comes in at 2 and Georgia Tech at 3. Eagle gymnastics teams making the grade in NCAA rankings this week. George Washington is up to 19. NC State climbs up to 22. Florida State is ranked at number 13 this week in the current NFCA softball top 25. In men's basketball this week, two huge upsets. Monday, Virginia Tech locked down an NCAA berth with a 64-63 win over Duke. Then, on Tuesday, it took a last-second three from the Burbs to push Miami past North Carolina, 91-88. Games we'll be talking about on our next podcast, Pitt at Notre Dame, Syracuse at Boston College, and on Thursday, Virginia at Louisville, and NC State at Georgia Tech. In women's basketball, the ACC Player of the Year Award goes to Asia Durr of Louisville. Rookie of the Year honors, Janelle Bailey of North Carolina. And the Coach of the Year goes to Louisville's Jeff Walz. Additional honors go to Lexi Brown of Duke as Defensive Player of the Year, and Zaire O'Neal of Georgia Tech as the sixth player. On the schedule tonight, game number 1, North Carolina took on Boston College. Game number 2, Georgia Tech faced Clemson. And game 3, Wake Forest against Pitt. So Xavion is here, and we're going to take a look now at that first game between the Tar Heels and the Eagles.
North Carolina had led the majority of the game. It was only 31-20 at halftime. They were able to push the lead to about 12 points with 5 minutes remaining in the game, and that was really behind the great scoring of Paris Kias. She had 28, Janelle Bailey, 16 and 13 on the glass. And they played a phenomenal game overall, but the Eagles were able to come back within the last couple of minutes, never able to really get over the hump of 3 points. One player I want to spotlight for Boston College was Taylor Ortla, but she was hitting 7 of 12 from three-point range, which was a big pick-me-up for Boston College, and I think that helped them keep the game close.
Yeah, she also picked up 7 of the 12 three-pointers that Boston College made. So, yeah, I think that was really key. It was a kind of a fun game to watch there, especially as we started getting to the end, Xavion. So let's move on to this next game. This was game number 2.
So the Yellow Jackets, they were led by Francis Pan's 18. They were able to knock off Clemson. Georgia Tech's Kiara Fletcher really was doing a great job, you know, helping, being a little Batman to the Robin. It was not able to knock down 12 and help keep the game close for the Yellow Jackets. The Ramblin' Wreck were led at halftime and for almost pretty much majority of the game. So, but you know, it's college basketball, and they're able to, no lead is necessarily close unless you look at the UVA and Pitt game the other day from the men's side, but that's neither here nor there. Clemson had a great turnout from Kobe Thornton. She had 13 points and 13 rebounds and played a phenomenal game. It was her 6th double-double of the season. Now Georgia Tech is looking forward to the next game against 7th seed Virginia this upcoming Thursday. So we'll expect that one to be a good close battle as well.
Yeah, that should be an interesting matchup. And our final game of the evening had Wake Forest and Pitt going head-to-head.
Yeah, Wake led the majority of this game. It was 32-22 at halftime. And pretty much, like I said, for the majority of the game, they were ahead and seemed comfortable. And the final score definitely is indicative of how Pitt's basketball program, men's and women's, has done this season. They the Demon Deacons won 72-38. So not much good can be said about Pitt's performances, even though they were led by Yassine Diop. She had 18 points and 7 rebounds, as well as Elena Gribble had 11 to contribute, 3 or 6 from the line. So shot the ball greatly, but they only put up 38 points in the game. So not much can really be said besides those two players leading the way. And this hope, maybe this athletic director for Pitt is able to put some type of coaching staff together for men's and women's, because this, the showing this season from both programs on the, not only basketball, but football and everything else has been pretty poor. And you saw a lot of it again tonight in tonight's game.
Yeah, that, I tell you what, that at halftime score with Pitt with 22 points and then only able to get 16 in the second half. Well, it says a lot about Wake Forest's performance, but it also says a lot about what Pitt's not doing. So, once again, coming up tomorrow in the ACC Women's Basketball Tournament, the Tar Heels move on to Game 4 against 5th seed NC State. That game is at 11. Georgia Tech moves on to Game 6 to face 7th seed Virginia Thursday at 6 p.m., and Wake Forest will go on to Game 7 of the ACC tournament and play 6th seed Miami at 8 o'clock on Thursday night. So that'll be some interesting matchups. Also, on the schedule for tomorrow, Syracuse and Virginia Tech. That game is at 2 o'clock. Xavion, thanks for dropping by. I know you're real busy. Keep us updated on what's going on with the ACC in both men's and women's basketball. We've got the tournament going on, so we're going to keep a close eye on that. We'll be here tomorrow with some stuff as well. If you like the podcast, drop us a line at accnation@outlook.com. Be sure to visit us on Facebook at ACC Nation Sports. We're also at Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Google+, and YouTube at ACC Nation. Be sure to make your homepage accnation.net.